Welcome to the Bias Weekly Podcast. Before we start, I'd just like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Ipswitch, the leader in messaging, network management and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software.
Hi, I'm Emily Moreland with a roundup of the week's top stories on BIOS. Steve Jobs reintroduced people to Apple computers at Macworld Expo earlier this week, unveiling the company's first Intel-powered machines as part of the company's strategy to be at the centre of people's digital lives. The launch of a new iMac and the debut of the MacBook Pro laptop with Intel chips came 6 months earlier than the company said it would, an impressive bit of engineering muscle that surprised Apple watchers. The new iMac is probably the most interesting announcement, a desktop computer running Mac OS X on Intel's new Core Duo processor, promising to deliver performance that is up to twice that of its predecessor. The iMac now also features a built-in iSight video camera for video conferencing out of the box, as well as an Apple remote for enjoying your content from across the room. AMD has announced the availability of the Athlon 64FX60 dual-core processor, the company's fastest desktop processor to date, promising to provide exceptional PC performance on games, digital media and intense application. The CPU will allow enthusiasts to experience a new generation of a multi-core supported games and applications. Last April, when AMD first introduced dual-core versions of its Athlon 64 processors, known as the X2 line, it used single-core designs for its top-of-the-line FX brand. But with gaming companies starting to tweak their games to take advantage of dual-core technology, the time has come for the dual-core FX60. Go big or forget it. Dell's 30-inch widescreen monitor is a visual wonder, boasting a fast response time, high contrast ratio and eye-watering resolution of 2560 by 1600 pixels. Colour and detail should look great too, thanks to the brilliantly bright display and Dell's ultra-sharp technology. The 3007WFP should be the perfect tool for CAD, CAM, 3D modelling, pre-pressing editing, video editing, graphic design, professional photography, movies and games. It allows for viewing multi-pages, layouts and images in a convenient side-by-side format. Hasselblad is creating a new standard of digital image quality for professional photographers with the announcement of a new camera and three camera backs based on the combination of Hasselblad's new True 39 megapixel CCD sensor and its unique digital APO correction technology. This new line of products features the new Hasselblad Natural Color solution, which promises to take digital photographic color reproduction to an entirely new level. The new products should also deliver images of unsurpassed sharpness and resolution, a first in the history of digital photography. Western Digital has introduced what it is claiming is the world's only manufacturer-produced clear top hard disk drive. The WD Raptor X is a 10,000 RPM serial ATA drive feature with 150GB capacity, 16MB cache and a native command queuing. Western Digital says it is responding to widespread popularity among performance enthusiasts of the unmatched performance of the original Enterprise-class WD Raptor. The company designed the WD Raptor X to perform at the highest levels like its predecessors, as well as display a radical progressive style for PC and Mac owners who modify or enhance their computing systems, thrive on high-performing gaming or otherwise demand the most extreme components available. Vodafone and Sony Net Services have announced a partnership for the global rollout of the world's first fully convergent music service. Vodafone Radio DJ offering interactive, personalised radio channels streamed to both 3G mobile phones and personal computers. With Radio DJ, Vodafone claims to offer access to hundreds of thousands of songs, both current popular hits and back catalogue, from the world's largest record companies and many smaller independent labels. Customers can access streamed radio channels, bespoke collections and channels defined by customers themselves. Pitched at the ultimate headset for online games and LAN events, the PC-160 is Sennheiser's answer for discerning gamers. If Sennheiser makes a bad headset, we've yet to see it. Unfortunately, you'll generally feel the price of that quality where it hurts, most in the wallet. The good news is that the company's latest product costs just $80, £45. Biochemics gone crazy. The revolutionary zero-tension mouse allows all of the muscle of the hand, arm and shoulder to effectively relax. Not too much though, because you've still got to work for a living. Developed by a pioneer in the area of overuse injuries, Dr. P. Michael Leahy designed a zero-tension mouse to reduce the likelihood of developing repetitive strain injuries. Whether you are working on a computer all day, gaming, or just surfing the net, the zero-tension mouse promises to allow you to do it with greater comfort and ease. The first version of the Mozilla Foundation's Thunderbird was a serviceable email client. The latest version may be a great one. At first, Thunderbird version 1.0 made a good impression. On a longer acquaintance, however, problems such as poor search functionality and memory leaks tarnished its reputation. Now, with Thunderbird 1.5, the program stands poised to regain its good name and far, far more. New features of this software include an automated update feature to streamline product upgrades. Notification of an update is more prominent, and updates to Thunderbird may now be a half megabyte or smaller. Updating extensions has also improved, says Mozilla. Transcend Information has brought a new novelty to market. The T-Sonic 570 Flash MP3 player sports an innovative karaoke-type feature that encourages you to sing along by displaying the lyrics of a song you are listening to on its screen. In addition to supporting all of the popular music formats, the T-Sonic 520 includes many cool extra features as standard. You'll find an FM radio, digital voice recorder and line-in function for recording directly from a CD player. And because it's powered by just one AAA battery, it can be carried and used anywhere without having to worry about recharging for around 15 hours. Compact design, less cables. The Pico PSU-120 is a smallest snapping ATX DC to DC power supply unit. The miniature marble is compatible with an entire range of mini ITX motherboards as well as regular boards and provides a cool, silent 120 watts of power for small PC designs using a single 12 volt power source. By using patent pending hyperwatt technologies, the Pico PSU-120 packs an impressive amount of power relative with its small footprint. Small computer projects start with small power supplies, so the Pico PSU-120 could be an amazing component for tiny general purpose computing platforms. It's also fully ATX compliant, making it an excellent candidate for any silent 12 volt DC-DC computer project or enabled system. Sony Ericsson has added to its lineup of eye-catching Walkman branded mobile music phones. Designed to further enhance your mobile music experience, the Satin Black W810 is a quad-band edge phone, enabling you to transfer your music collection while staying connected to friends, family and business colleagues anywhere in the world. The Sony Ericsson W810 offers the latest in mobile multimedia functionality. It lets you listen to hours of music, capture and send high-resolution images, access the internet, as well as take advantage of fast data download speeds for games and streaming video and stay connected through instant messaging or email. The latest Walkman phone comes with a 512 megabyte removable memory stick. That's it for this week's news roundup. Over to Christian for the rest of the week's coverage.
I'm Chris Harris, editor of BIOS. Just going to run through some of the reviews we've posted on the site this week. Sound should be more than just heard. It should be felt, pulsing through your body like a grenade exploding at your side, or the rumble of heavy turbulence. Your doctor will probably disagree, but what does he know about gaming? Just when you thought that your gaming experience couldn't get any more realistic, well, apart from 7-1 audio, the AudioFX Force Feedback headphones, for me Dimensional, will sucker punch you in the ear. These innovative headphones not only provide an oral gaming experience, but a tactile one too. Sound quality won't satisfy audiophiles, but gamers looking for an audio punch should be in their element. Well, games have become more and more immersive, providing lifelike graphics and multidirectional sound. PC sound systems have become more and more sophisticated, with full surround sound, satellite speakers and powerful subwoofers. The downside to this is that audio systems can be expensive and require a lot of space. For gamers on a budget, all those with neighbours that don't appreciate your good taste in games, the AudioFX Force Feedback headset provides a full rumbling sound of a large surround sound system in an affordable and comfortable headset. The black and silver headset features a padded earphone design, fully adjustable noise cancelling microphone and a rather large inline controller for adjusting the volume and vibration on the fly. There are also multicoloured LED lights, which are red, green and blue, on the outside of the ear cups that are synchronised to the sounds coming through the headphones. Basically, the headset works by converting low, bass-heavy sounds into vibrations that can be adjusted spontaneously with a handy dial. If your head starts to hurt, you can turn down the rumble level or off completely using the control on the cable. The headset uses a USB port to power the lights and vibrations and analog stereo ports for the microphone and headphones. The headset is plug and play, so there's no need to install additional software, but it's not actually a USB device. It just uses the USB power to run the subwoofer circuit and vibrating effect. The downside to this arrangement is if your audio ports aren't near to a USB port on your computer. For example, if your USB port is on the front of your machine and your audio ports are at the rear of the machine, the cable supplies might not be long enough to reach the two. With built-in force feedback drivers in each earpiece, the AudioFX pulsates and vibrates the sensations you experience in a game, movie or audio track. The downside is that the physical size of the headset is larger than usual because it has to accommodate the force feedback units. We also notice that the headset emits a constant buzzing sound when the force feedback is switched on. You won't notice the hum when you're in the thick of the action, but it will drive you crazy when the action pauses. We contact the company to mention this and they said there should be a slight buzzing due to the design and the electronics in the headset, but they didn't seem to agree with our verdict that the humming was quite off-putting and quite loud. So we'll leave that up to you. We certainly found it very annoying and definitely puts you off if you're using the headphones to listen to music. Gaming isn't so bad because there's so much action normally going on in the game and so loud. Same with the movie. But when the action quiets down a little bit, you will hear this buzzing. I mean, overall, the headset is good. That it's really cheap. It's under £50. Well, it's only £27.99. And they do sound good for games. More of a novelty. I mean, if someone buys you these headsets, you know, they'll be great because you'll stick on Quake 4 and it will really bring the game to life. But they are pretty useless at playing music. They miss out all the high tones, all the trebles. On drum kits, things like that, you'll just miss that out. So there's pros and cons to the headset, but definitely worth looking out for. Next review we looked at was Cooler Master's Stacker 830 aluminium case. This case is absolutely huge. It offers a striking design with powerful functionality, breaking away from traditional PC case design to provide individual styling. It's streamlined and robust. Tool-free aluminium chassis and black mesh panels look awesome. Be warned though, it's huge and should only be considered if you have plenty of floor space. This isn't a system for small form factor wimps, it's for those who want to rule the world. Succeeding the original stacker, Cooler Master has spent a lot of time improving the internals of the enclosure. It has also opted to go for a steel construction to aluminium, with an exception of the two plastic pieces on the front. Another neat feature is the option to remove or reverse the front door, thanks to the spring-loaded hinges. To reverse the door, the hinges and retention magnets are simply reversed and the door hinges inserted on the opposite side. You don't need any tools for this. Once you remove the door, you can seal the drive bays in all their glory. The metal mesh acts as air holes and allows up to 320mm fans to be installed from the top to the bottom. Obviously, if the door is kept closed, they will be less effective. Despite the increase in dimensions, Cooler Master has kept the weight of the stacker 830 around that of the original, which is close to a whopping 14kg. The most prominent change about the updated stacker is the exterior, a single aluminium door which serves to conceal the staggering number of drive bays available and helps to give it a clean appearance. The Stacker 830 is an overclocking dream machine. It provides ATX BTX dual support, good upgrade options and superior thermal performance. Designed for optimal thermal management, the Stacker 830 can accommodate up to 920mm fans. It can also be used with Cooler Master's latest liquid cooling system for the automated thermal performance, silent operation and outrageous looks. Other key features of the Stacker 830 include dual I/O ports, which comprises four USB 2 ports, firewire, microphone and headphone, and they're at the front and top of the unit for easy access. And you also get an innovative mechanism that provides simple conversion from an ATX to BTX form factor without the need to buy a separate rear panel. Less impressive are the power and reset buttons, which are noisy when pressed and certainly give a feeling of a low-cost product, although this isn't. Working with the Stacker 830 is a joy thanks to the removable motherboard tray. And due to the size of the enclosure, there's plenty of workable space. Another surprise is that although the case is literally just a library of 5.25-inch drives stacked on top of each other, Cooler Master has included a range of adapters for hard disk drives that convert an external 5.25-inch bay into an external 3.5-inch bay. The external 5.25-inch drives are attached using a series of sliding clips and available on both sides to secure a drive in place. Overall, the Stacker 830 is perfect for tuners. It's very well built, it looks great thanks to its aluminium and black grille design, and it's a pleasure to use. Cooler Master even throws in a blue LED power supply and a special plastic side fan bracket which holds the four 120mm fans, and integrated carrier handles are the icing on the cake. There are no bundle fans and it's pricey, but the Stacker 830 ranks as one of the best desktop enclosures currently available. Next up, we looked at LG's brand new external DVD rewriter. Making home movies should be quick and simple, but quite often giving copies to friends and relatives can be difficult. This is where this drive's so good. The innovative and stylish GSA5169D, very catchy, is an external unit that connects to your Windows XP PC or laptop with a USB 2 high-speed connection. And although it supports every popular DVD and CD format, the neatest feature of the drive is its ability to capture video directly from an external AV source. It does this thanks to the ports on the back of the drive. The silver drive is much more than a DVD writer. On the back of the unit are four ports to hook up your preferred multimedia device, such as a TV, camcorder or digital camera. There are two RCA ports for stereo sound, an S-Video connector and a composite video port. The one-touch button on the front of the drives opens the one-touch DVD software in Easy Wizard mode, which presents you with a simple interface that only has two really easy to follow buttons or functions. The first handle video recording and the second button is for DVD burning. More advanced users can take control over the burning process by selecting their preferred format, such as video CD or DVD. The quality that you want, such as best or normal, and the split point for large movie files, video types, such as NTSC or PAL. You can also set the recording time. Once you've made your settings, you can make a recording by capturing video through the ports on the drive, or you can import a movie file from your PC. In terms of spec, the GSA5169D is no slouch. It's certainly up there with some of the fastest drives on the market, and it also supports all the latest formats. Write methods are also plentiful, comprising disk at once, incremental recording, restricted overwrite, sequential recording, random write, disk at once, track at once, and session at once. Of course, you do get packy write as well. LG's external Super Multi DVD Rewriter pretty much covers all bases. It's fast, looks good, and comes with some useful applications. The one-touch feature is perhaps a little gimmicky, especially as you'll likely want to edit your videos first, but it's still a welcome feature for newbies. The only feature we'd like to have seen is built-in LightScribe technology, because it would have been really cool if you could put your camcorder straight into the drive, take all that content from your camcorder, burn it to a DVD, and then print off a label. Because then you could give that disc directly to friends or family without having anything to do with your computer. The last review of the week was ULEED's CD and DVD Picture Show 4 software utility. Low cost piece of software. CD and DVD Picture 4 is a neat utility aimed at point-and-shoot digital camera users who want a fast and easy way to make a photo album slideshow that can be viewed on a TV screen and shared with family and friends. Software is not designed for those who like to tweak their photos or manipulate their photos quite extensively, or people that know what they're doing with Photoshop, etc. It's aimed at people with a generally low-cost camera who want to do more with their images and share their images quickly and easily without delving into the complexities of image editing. The software is really easy to use. It consists really of three tabs where you organise your photos. You then wrap them around a theme. There are templates built in, and then you just burn the disc. You can add, in addition to adding special effects to slideshow, there's built-in audio and video trim functionality, pretty decent photo enhancement tools, customizable audio and transition settings, as well as DVD menu creation capabilities. You also get a copy of ULEED's Photo Explorer 8.5, which is a pretty reasonable digital media management solution and easy to use tools for acquiring, viewing, organizing, and adjusting digital images, as well as managing audio and video clips. As we've mentioned, the software is no Photoshop, but computer newbies will love the program's ease of use and eye-catching results. CD audio support is also included and enables you to add your favorite music from CDs as background audio in the slideshow. And the audio effects interface lets you add multiple audio files to a slideshow, view and change individual transitions between photos, apply different pan and zoom effects, control each photo's duration, and a lot more. Finally, you can save a photo as a separate file, which is useful if it's been enhanced, repaired, or customized, and save the slideshow as a video file for emailing, posting on the web, or playing on a portable media device or computer using any popular media player. If you're looking to create slideshows quickly and easily for a low cost, definitely check out ULEED CD and DVD Picture 4. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Once again, I'd just like to thank Ipswich for sponsoring this podcast. Please do take a few minutes to visit their website at ipswitch.com to download full function trial versions of all their software.